Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass er Bechairis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Stei Rechailis, we have two sheep. Shalai Bichru. Two sheep. They never gave birth before. And they belong to one person. V'yaldu Shnei Zecharim. They gave birth to two male sheep. To two boy babies. Noisen Shneim L'Kayin. The owner has to give both to the Kayin. They're both Bechairim. Zachar Nekeva. If the two sheep gave birth to a Zachar and an Akeva, and we don't know which belongs to which mother, it really doesn't make a difference. A Zachar Lekayin, the Zachar baby goes to the Kayin. Either way, it's a Pchar. And the Akeva is not a Pchar. The Akeva does not go to the Kayin. Now, what is the halacha? When one of the two sheep gave birth to twins, and the other one to only one baby. Shnei Zacharim and Akeva. Between the two sheep, we have like this. Two Zachar babies and an Akeva. Someone had twins over here. One of the sheep gave birth to one baby, and the other to two. But we don't know which baby is from which mother, or which babies are from which mother. Zak the Mishnah. Echad loy, the owner keeps one of the boy babies for himself. Ve'echad l'kayin, one goes to the kayin. Let's think this out. There was definitely one firstborn zachar over here, because there are two zacharim. Let's say the twins are the zacharim. Okay, so one was a firstborn zachar. Let's say the zachar nekeva were the twins, and the other one had the zachar. Again, so there's a firstborn zachar. Even if amongst the twins the nekeva was born first, that means that the other one, the sheep that had the single baby, had the Zachar. So again, we have two sheep over here. We have three babies. One set of twins and one individual baby. Two Zacharim and one Nekeva. For sure, one of them is a Bchar. Why? If the twins were two Zacharim, one is a Bchar. If the twins were a Nekeva and a Zachar, so the single baby was a Bchar. Now, it could be I have two Bchar. Could be the twins were in a cave and the Zachar was born first. That I don't know. But one Zachar is for sure. So Echad Loi, the owner keeps one of the boy babies for himself. The Echad Lekayin, one goes to the Kayin. Why shouldn't the owner have to give two Zacharim to the Kayin? Because maybe the twins were a Zachar and a Keva, and the Zachar was born first, besides for the other Zachar, and the answer is we're not sure. And the halacha is that if the Kayin demands the Pchar, he has to prove that it's Otim, and he can't prove it. We don't know. In other words, it's the standard rule of, which we saw so many times in Seder and Ezekin, and in much of Seder Nashim, Hamoisi Mechaveira Alavaraya. If I want to take something away from you, I have to prove that it belongs to me. And the second Pchar over here is unprovable. Okay, so the Kayin gets one of the two Zacharim. Which one? Rabbi Tarfon says, same Achloikis as in the previous Mishnah. HaKayin Boyer Le'asayafa. The Kayin picks the better one. As explained, Rabbi Tarfon says there's a Svara to support this. Usually the baby that's born on its own, that's not the twin, may be bigger or stronger. So the better one is probably the one that was born on its own. Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Kiva says, Mishamnin Beinayim. Literally, what does Mishamnin Beinayim mean? It means that this better animal, this is a question between these two. Who gets the better animal? And we have no way of knowing if the owner can keep the better one or he has to give the better one away. Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Tarfon, that the baby that's born alone would be a bigger baby or a stronger baby or a better one. So therefore, the Kohen does not have a right to take the better one. He'll take the one that's not so good. Vasheni, what do we do with the second one? Being that it's a Safik Pchar, Yira Ache Yistayv. We allow it to graze until it gets a mum, and then the owner can shecht it and eat it. Why does he have to wait for it to get a mum? Because maybe it's a Pchar. Furthermore, Vachai the Matonis. He has to give the Matonis that go to the Kayin, the Zroya L'chayim Akeva, like we learned in the Sech Tizcholin, certain parts of the animal go to the Kayin. Wait a second. But isn't the din that if it's a Pchar, you don't have to give the Matanis to the Kayin? And again, maybe it's a Pchar, so why should I force him to give the Matanis to the Kayin? The svara over here is mimanafshach. You know what the word mimanafshach means? It means one way or another. These parts of the animal, the zroya, the l'chaim, the keva, forearm, cheek, part of the stomach, this belongs to the kain one way or another. If it's a b'char, the whole animal belongs to the kain, including these parts of the animal. If it's not a b'char, you're supposed to give it to the kain anyway, those particular parts. But Rabbi Yossi Paiter, why? Rabbi Yossi holds, you know why the kain isn't entitled to the matanas? Because we look at it this way. It could be that this animal is a b'char. If it is a b'char, the way we view it, in theory, is that the kain takes it and returns it to the balabas. If that's the case, it doesn't have to give matanas. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, mes echad mehen. One of these two died. Again, which two? We're talking about a man that has two sheep. He wakes up in the morning to find three babies, twins and a single baby. Two zecharim and one nekeva. There's one for sure b'char, one suffik b'char. Before they had a chance to figure out which one goes to the kain, which one stays, one of them died. Reb Tarfon says, Yachlaiki. So the kain of the Bailam should divide the remaining zachar. Reb Akiva says, no. Hamaitzi mechaveri olav araya. We're going to say to the kain, prove that he owes you anything. The Balabas can say there was one p'char here, and that p'char died. And being that the kain cannot prove that the second one is a p'char, it remains completely in the hands of the Bailam. Weiter says the Mishnah, one more case, if the two sheep gave birth to shtei nekevas v'zachar. Again, we have two sheep. One of them had twins, one had a single baby, but there are two nekevas and one zachar. Oi, shnei zacharim u'shtei nekevas. Could be both had twins. But l'maisa, I have two zacharim here and two nekevas. I don't know which one was born to which. Ein kan l'kayin klum. The kain gets nothing, because in this case, there's no guarantee that there's any zachar baby that was born first. Maybe for each sheep, the nekeva was born first, and therefore the kain cannot demand anyone. Once again, chazring over our Mishnah Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin, we have two sheep that belong to one person. Till now, they never had any babies. Two zacharim are born. I don't know which is the mother. Both go to the kain. Each one is for sure a b'char. If a zacher and a nekeva was born, the zacher goes to the kain. It's a vade b'char. Now, I know in this case that it's not one of them had twins, the other one didn't have. I know for a fact that each one was expecting a baby and each sheep gave birth to a baby. But I don't know which baby is which. So again, if there are two zacherim, both go to the kain. If there's a zacher and a nekeva, the zacher goes to the kain. Now, this is really obvious. But it's explained that the Mishnah just gives us this halacha to set the stage for the next case where we have question marks. And that would be, if we have two zacharim and one nekeva. I have two sheep, both gave birth. I have over here two zacharim and one nekeva. I don't know which baby came from which mother. So there's one for sure zachar, because there was one set of twins and one individual baby. If both the zacharim were the twins, fine, so one was born first. One is a firstborn male. If the twins are the zachar and the nekeva, that means that the other one was a firstborn zachar. So if I have two zacharim and one nekeva, one of the zacharim for sure goes to the kain. One of the zacharim, I'm not sure. Because it could be the twins were a zachar and nekeva and the zachar was born first. And it could be that the single baby was also a zachar. So I'm not sure about a second b'char, but one b'char for sure goes to the kain. So Reb Tarfon says the kain picks the better one. Reb Akiva says no. Kain takes the weaker one. The second one stays in the hands of the Bailam. It grazes until it gets a moon. Then he can shecht it and eat it. And what about the matanis that have to go to the kain? The parts of the animal that always go to the kain? If it's not a b'char, memanavshach. That should go to the kain. If it's a b'char, really the whole thing goes to the kain. If it's not a b'char, these matanis go to the kain anyway. But Rabbi Yossi says no, because we consider it as if the b'char was given to the kain and he gives it back to the Yisrael. So it's a b'char. It's a possible b'char, and there's no chiyuv to give matanes out of a b'char. If one of the two zacharim died before they had a chance to divide it, Reb Tarfon says, okay, they should divide the remaining one. Rebbe Akiva says no. Because who says the remaining one is the Bchar? Maybe the Bchar died. And we say, HaMotzi Mechaveri, all of Araya. Let the Kohen prove that it's not the Bchar that died. If he can't prove that, he should get nothing. And then the Mishnah told us a case. If the sheep gave birth to two Nekevas and one Zachar, or two Zacharim and two Nekevas, I don't know which babies were born to which mother. Here the Kohen gets nothing. Because it's possible that there's not even a single Bchar here. In the case of two Nekevas and a Zachar, so it could be the twins were two Nekevas, and the other one was a Zachar, but it could also be that the twins were the Zachar and the Nekeva, with the Nekeva being born first, and the other one just had the Nekeva. Or if there were two Zacharim and two Nekevas, in each case it's possible that the Nekevas were born first, and therefore we don't have one for sure Bchar, and the male of the Kayin cannot demand it.